Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you had to fuck one of the kings of England, past or present, who are you fucking?
Can we not have the queens as well? Could I have like Queen
Mary?
No,
gotta be a king.
Gotta be a king.
Oh God, I don't know any of the kings other than the one that's now.
Yeah, I'd want the one from the King's Speech. I want him stuttering on my dick.
It'd take him ages to say no.
If you want me to stop, your safe word is Persepolis. Good luck.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland. Him, a big fat cunt. We got not gay Tom, and we have a special guest.
Hi. You don't know her name, do
don't
you?
Don't know the surname. Just realised it's Gia. I've just been speaking to Gia, and like, I just realised I did not know the surname, and I just had a panic in the middle of the intro.
Do you know what? In the pre-show bit as well, yeah. When you were just sort of like making sure that everything was all right before we started, I knew that you probably didn't know her name, and rather than just
I knew the name, so we'd just been chatting.
No,
but yeah, I just
surname.
Haven't got the full one, yeah. I know. I realised to do the intro, I need the full business name.
To be fair, I don't think you told us Gia's surname.
It is Gia Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Well, alawai bar to you. It's lovely to have you.
It's Gia Clark.
Clark, sorry. I apologise.
It's okay. I'll let you off this once.
Gia Clark, OnlyFans. OnlyFans his own Gia Clark. What top percentage are you in?
Right now, I think I'm late. I am in the 0%. It's going up and down, though. It's not the lowest percent I've been, put it that way. I mean, well, the obviously 0% varies from like 0.0 all the way like to 0.9.
Yeah.
So if someone's in the 0%, like they could be like making anything between like 10 and 150 plus grand a month.
Yeah.
So it's a wide spectrum when someone says they're in the 0%.
Yeah, yeah.
But still pretty decent to be in
it.
It's yeah,
still,
yeah,
it's,
I'd
still
take
that. It's still better than...
If I could get paid 10 grand a month to get me knob out, I'd be not here right now, 100%.
Oh, I bet there's a market for it. I bet you've got fans on
waiting for him
to open up an account.
It's a very niche appeal, I would say. There's a couple of the fans who came to our tour who I'm sure would pay to see me naked. But like, there's like three of them, and I don't think they've got money.
The reason I don't have an OnlyFans account is because women aren't stupid. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
Women aren't desperate.
Oh, no, they are desperate. They're not stupid, though.
Because he can't get a lens wide enough to get him all in.
Or one with a big enough zoom to get his dick.
You'd have to use one of those endoscopy cameras that you put people's ass.
No, I quite like. I quite like the idea that it's me naked, but you have to use my dick like spot the ball. Do you know what I mean?
To draw an X where you think it might.
Yeah, yeah, like the little ones pulls, and we can maybe have like some footballers looking in the direction so you can try and work it out. How long have you been on the OF for then, Gia?
I started in 2016, I think. So I've been on
quite
a while.
Oh, that's pretty early, is it not?
Yeah.
That's an early adopter.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I didn't really like do it properly then. So I was a stripper for a lot of years. Obviously, I was a stripper. That's just kind of something that goes hand in hand with that. People were like, oh, if you have an OnlyFans, I was like, oh, go and set one up. But I wasn't really using it because I was a stripper. So my main income was that.
Okay.
And then obviously when it was lockdown, there was no more strip clubs. So I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to start maybe like putting my fanny on here. Then, as soon as I did that, we're at Takeoff. Money started rolling in. Because luckily, like I said, I got on it quite early. Like when I started, it was kind of like, you could just be like, yeah, here's my fanny on Twitter. And everyone, oh my God, I had seen a fanny on Twitter. Like, here's all my whereas now, it's like, where's not the fanny on Twitter? You know what I mean?
You're on it so early, it was called OnlyFan.
Yeah, I was the first fan. The only fan on there.
How long were you a stripper for? Do you still do it? Do you still strip?
Here and there, like, obviously, like, it's got, I like, the thing with OnlyFans is, like, people don't, like, realise that girls, we get really lonely.
Do you?
We do, because we just sat in our house, like, we're chatting to guys and stuff all day over here, but, like, it's all, like, over the internet, and it's, like, it's not actual interactions. Yeah, we're just on our own, sad all day. So it's nice, like, I do like to go to the strip club every now and again to see people in real life, like, actually have that interaction, and plus, like, I get on with all the girls as well. It's just like a night out, in my opinion, that I get paid for. So
strippers tend to be a good laugh.
Yeah, of course. Before, like when I was stripping like six nights a week, I was getting really burnt out by it. But like now, I'm like maybe in a couple of months, I'll head to the club, get my stripper shoes out, go for, try and make a bit of cash. And
I would imagine, right, that strippers are the nicest and cuntiest people to work with in the fucking world. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you've got those jobs where sometimes you'll make a mate who's like your best mate ever, but also you'll have the biggest enemies in the fucking world. Like, I bet when you get a stripper cunt, I bet they're like an enemy for life.
Yeah, of course. I think as well, like, because it, like, strippers are also like, best friends in the club, like, all the girls love each other, but like, essentially, it's a dog-eat-dog environment because everyone's there to make money. And especially, say, when nights are, like, slow and there's not as many customers, like, there'll be girls, like, hair, like, falling out all over, like, you've got my customer, and it can be a bloodbath like that. So, like, we're all, like, best friends until, like, people stepping on toes and stuff, and then, like, that's when, like, people are arguing and...
Yeah.
So it's, people are either your best friend or they can't stand you.
Yeah, if only there was some parallel to what we do, Freddie. I can't really relate to this sort of scenario where people would openly be your friend but then be cunty as soon as there was anything on the line.
To be fair, I'm cunty to your face.
Oh, no, I'm not specifically talking about you. I was talking about comedians in general.
Like, oh, really?
Me and Freddie just have like an old, we're basically like, like an old couple that resent each other. That's basically our relationship.
Yeah. I've stopped shagging him long ago.
Oh, God, yeah, that has dried up. We haven't even, we're sleeping in separate beds at this point, but we're just hanging on in there.
We're doing it for the continuity of the children as much as anything else.
Strippers in general, like, I've had I've had big groups of strippers in at gigs, and they're known to be super fun, like dead good sense of humour, because like you're in that sort of world where you can't really take it too seriously, weird shit's happening. I listened to Fern Brady's audiobook recently. It's fucking great.
Is she a stripper? Or?
She used to be a stripper.
Oh, right, really?
This is the link in. Yeah, that's, I was going to specifically talk about stripping. Don't worry.
Oh, like, right,
I wasn't
just
firing it off in another direction.
Okay.
Like you love to do.
Right. Okay. Well, on that train of thought, is there sometimes where a new girl walks in and you go, fuck that?
Do you mean like
you're going to be going hungry?
Yeah.
Do you mean like in regards to like looks? Because
Freddy in a dress.
Right. Yeah. So when I first started stripping, I used to be so shallow. Like, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm better looking than it. Like, why does that customer not want to spend money on me? But then you realise that it's not about looks, and that guys are like, some girls like are not like stereotypically like what you would think would be like a stripper that would make loads of money, and they still do absolutely kill it. And like, that guys would come in and be like, oh, like, not everyone. I'm trying to think of how to word, like, everyone has got a specific person for that. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Someone's got their own. There's someone into everyone.
Yeah, so like,
exactly what you mean. Because if I've never liked going to strippers. Like, yeah. It's never been my thing. But if I was going to go, the one that I'd search for would be the girl that looks like she absolutely shouldn't be there and is resenting every moment of it.
You want the poorest one, the one who's desperate.
That's what I want. That's
what
I want, the one with three teeth missing. Yeah. I want flat chest. I want no ass, and I just want to be like, oh God, why am I here? That's the one that I want.
Someone who is definitely feeding a habit. That's what you're
yes!
after.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I love this hypothetical because he hates going to the strippers. It's such bullshit. Every dude when you ask him is like, no, I don't even like it. I've never been. I used to do loads of cocaine and go to strippers and it was great.
So genuinely,
like, fuck off lying.
Genuinely,
shut up.
Genuinely, I
you
really,
give them 20 quid, they rub the fanny in your face. It's ace.
I really do. No, that doesn't make any sense to me because I can't do anything.
You can smell.
No, but it's like, right, for me, it'd be like being really hungry, going to a restaurant and just having a chef just rub a bit of steak around your mouth like that.
That is a good way of putting it, to be honest. I mean, it's correct as well. But
yeah, but then you run off into the toilet and you have a little sandwich.
Do you know what? Honestly, I've never had a private dance. Never.
Really?
Never in my life.
You know is what? Is there any strip clubs around here?
I don't think in Horwich.
No. They're open 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Yeah. Like everywhere else, and then they close.
We're in quite a middle class sort of little town on the outskirts of Bolton. I don't think Bolton there will be, but yeah, you don't want to go there.
I meant Bolton. Like, I used to work in Manchester. I know that's not too far away.
We can go to Manchester. We should tell you, Freddie. We should go pop your stripper cherry.
The thing is every time I've been with like lads who were like, let's go stripper. Look at the she's got tits in a fanny. Yeah. And I'm
he
like
went out with the craze.
I'm like, yeah. One of them was just shaking with excitement. So anyway, we go, and I'd just be like, I just want to carry on drinking. I don't want to be here looking at this. But I'll go, and then people come up to you and they'll be like, hi, because they look at me. And if you
they
look
see
at me,
a mark,
well, yeah. This is it. Mm-hmm. I swear, strippers look at me like the Terminator through those things. And yeah. They go, he's a fucking pervert. And so they sidle over.
And he's got enough money for food.
But I go over and I'm like, look, I'm really sorry, but this really isn't my thing. And I always feel horrible.
See, I have the opposite problem, right? I'm too polite.
horny.
No, I'm too polite.
Here's all my money.
It doesn't matter which one approaches me. It could be the ugliest one, not my type at all.
Do you want to do it in my me?
Go for it. You go for it.
Gee, mister.
Oh, wow, missus. Can I have a look at your boobs?
You mean to tell me that I just had to give all my money and you'll rub your fanny in my face?
Give me your bank details. I'll set up a direct debit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who asks me, he says, do you want to dance? I will always just say, yeah, just because I feel like, because otherwise I feel rude.
Right, well, I'd have to target you in a strip club.
This is it.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah. This is how those ones make money that you were saying before. You know, they find people like him who look like a pussy and then just go, go on, do you want to have a look at these?
Yeah. Are you good then, Gia, at like judging lads and being like, he is going to fucking, he's going to rinse his account?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think that I'm a very good stripper anymore because, like I said, when I go to work, I don't go to make money. Like, I go to have fun.
Yeah.
It's like a secondary income to me. So, like, I've got, like, if I make money, I make money. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, go in and, like, stress myself out trying to, like, hustle when I think, like, obviously, being that way, you do miss, like, opportunities. Like, I'm just there to have a good time, to be honest. But then I think sometimes that does help because you're, like, because the guys, like, feel relaxed with you, they don't feel under pressure to spend money. They're, like... So it kind of just depends. But like some girls like who like I just think like obviously like I've got a bold image. I've got quite a lot of times. I'm very loud. Like you can't miss me in the strip club.
You're a presence.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And obviously there are girls who are maybe much quieter than me and like not as in your face.
Maybe sadder for Freddie.
And that's what I mean. But going back to like everyone has their own preference. Like some guys are like, oh, she's boring. Whereas other guys are like, oh, you're too much. So it's kind of like, it just kind of depends on who you're trying to sell yourself to as to whether you're gonna sell yourself or not, really, because like you've got to get their interest, yeah. I guess. I don't know if I explained that well, but you get what I mean, don't you?
A friend of mine used to be a stripper, right? I say friend, we were in the same friendship group. I don't think she liked me. And
she now has all your money.
Well, what she used to do, I think I've spoken about it briefly before. So her thing was that she worked in a strip club in Preston called Perfect Tens. Mm-hmm. And in fact,
like, that name is not going to be okay. No. Like, that is like, advertising standards need to crack down on that. There is no, there are no tens in Preston. Yeah, if you're a 10 from Preston, you move.
Yeah.
You do know though, most of the girls in the clubs, because like, they don't want people to like know where they're from. So say like, I worked in Leeds. Yeah. I live in Wakefield, so it's like round the corner. But like, I was one of the few girls from Leeds in there. Like, there'd be girls from say like Newcastle that would drive like 2 hours
right.
to the club and stuff, because they don't want people in their area knowing that it's them. Yeah. But that's another thing as well. Like, you're also at risk, like, because you're not guaranteed to make any money.
Do you know what? Teachers do the same thing. So they say when you're a teacher, don't teach at the school in your doorstep, because really? You'll be forever bumping into the fucking kids.
Oh yeah, that does make
so,
sense.
So they say, then make
start talking.
Try and... he molested me as well. No, they mean like teach half an hour away, and then that way you've got the separation in it.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Same kind of thing.
Like with cam girls, like I had a mate who did it, and she set it so people in the UK couldn't watch it.
You can do that on OnlyFans. You can set it. You can do it, but I don't know if you can do it. But like, I know definitely in like America and bigger countries, you can do it by region. I don't know if you can maybe in England, but I know you can definitely block out countries and stuff. So like some girls like have the whole of the UK blocked so that they only get like which. You can still be successful that way, because I'd say, like, Americans and stuff, obviously they've got the tipping culture and stuff, so I think a lot of girls just say, oh, I'll do that, no one ever has to know that I do OnlyFans.
Wait, do Americans tip more?
Tipping is like baked into their culture, because everyone gets paid so little. So if you're a waiter, you might get paid like $4 an hour, and then you make money off tips.
Yeah,
I told you that's trying to come over here now, isn't it? I told you about the buffet, didn't I?
The buffet.
You've told us about so many buffets. Yeah, Freddie, you've told us so many buffet stories.
Do you mean
every story involves a buffet?
This could be any of three buffets that you've had today.
So I went to get some food at a buffet, and then when I was paying afterwards, they went, "Do you want to add a tip?" And I was like, "I got it." I fucking went up and bought it. What the fuck are you tipping
for? I think they were just saying, like, you need to pay more. they were like, we didn't really anticipate that you would be in here when we set this price range.
Yeah. We said all you can eat, but come on, don't take this.
We didn't mean including the table.
Yeah, the bill said, do you want to add a tip? And I said, don't fill up on carbs. Hey! So genuinely tip more?
American, like, so what I used to work, I spent the most of my time stripping. I used to live in Spain before Brexit, when I had to come home. Sadly, I got deported. Not actually deported.
Where did you live in Spain?
I lived in Mallorca. I went on a girl's holiday to Magaluf when I was 19 and never went home.
Fucking yes, mate.
So I ended up being there from like when I was 19 to till I was like 20, whenever COVID was. And then like that was when it was Brexit and I was planning on getting these like things so I could live there, and then like I couldn't go back over because of Brexit. It was a big mess. But anyway, before that, we used to have like these, like this. It was like an American, I want to say warship, but maybe not a warship. It was some American ship with all these like American soldiers on,
like the Navy. Yeah,
something like that. And it'd come to Mallorca, like to come to Magaluf, like twice a year. And when the Americans came,
fucking hell, still... boatload of sailors in Shagaluf.
We're just checking to make sure there's still no war on.
Yeah.
In Magaluf.
Yeah, we're also going to a beach. After this, and then Kavos, we're just checking
to make sure there's no nuclear bombs going off there. But it was when they came, like the clubs would make us work like really long shifts. Like we'd start at like 1 in the afternoon and finish at 6 in the morning.
Jesus.
But that's because like
that 6 a.m. lap dance isn't going to be an enthusiastic one, is it?
Absolutely not. But when like the amount of money that we would make from these Americans, because
they're really good money, isn't it?
That's it as well, because they've just been stuck on this boat for however long,
can't spend. Anything.
Exactly, with a group of men. Yeah. So they've all been like waiting to explode, and then they just get
there's
off
only
the
so many gay
then...
experiences you can have.
Well, that's it. They've probably been around the ship twice, so run out of options. So fresh and ready for when they come to us. And they would literally just like, girls hate going on the pole usually in like our strip clubs because we don't get paid for it. Obviously, in America, you see girls going mental on the pole.
You don't get paid for
going on... We don't get paid to go on the pole. Yeah. You have to kind of do it as part of, like, the club. But obviously, like, in America and stuff like that,
people chuck wands on the thing. Yeah. But you can't throw a coin.
Kids are doing quids at you.
It's not the same, is it? That's the thing. It's a bigger investment with strippers in the UK. You've got to go fiverous a minimum. You can't
have a bum bag.
Yeah, exactly.
In the UK, you're just going to feel like a trolley.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Some clubs do, like, their own currency called dance dollars. So the customer can buy, say, like a tenner's worth of dance dollars, and then it'll be like a paper version of a pound. Yeah. But going back to like the Americans, so say we'd have them, they'd be coming in for all this time, but like, because they're such high tippers, like, everyone would be fighting over the stage. Because then you get the money for the dance and then they tip you for the dance on top. Wow. So you're like, you're making, okay, it was really suckers, good money. It was worth them long, long hours. But that's what, well, I
God bless
like
the US Navy.
I'd love to go work there, but they're really cracking down now. So
you know when you're going on the pole thing?
Yeah.
Do you, sorry, I have so many questions. do you...
For a man who is not interested in strippers, just to be clear.
I know, very intrigued. I'm interested. She's got no interest.
I'm interested in the lifestyle, the hustle. That's what I'm interested in. Right. So
I'm interested in the tits, obviously.
Do you know what? For me, that's not attractive. What's attractive is the work ethic. How about that?
I mean, no one believes that, you gross cunt. This is what a feminist looks like, apparently.
Thank you. It's like hard workers. That's what I like.
What is this?
That's the poll. That's the poll.
Right, to scale with you.
Right, so when you're on the poll, do people take pole classes so that they'll be better on the pole?
You can do, but it just depends how much you care. Like, so say I've worked all over the world. I used to work in Australia, and that's the same with like tipping. You'd get tips in Australia. So to be good on the pole in Australia benefits you, because obviously, like, if you're not very confident and you don't know what you're doing, blah, 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 you're probably not going to get as many tips. Whereas in England, if you can do all the tricks, you look better. You're not necessarily gaining anything, because all it benefits you is you look good.
So that doesn't translate
to make more money.
Yeah,
so because I always thought it did.
To be fair, though, that is the case, isn't it? Because there's never been a guy that's gone, well, she's not really my type, but my God, the way she pretended to walk up a wall on the pole, that's...
I don't know, though.
A bit of core strength.
So there's a girl, like, when I worked in Magaluf, like, this girl came and she was very strange, very quiet, didn't, like, speak to anyone.
Hello.
Like,
just,
and we were like, ooh, how is she going to make any money? And then she just...
I came in.
Excellent.
She went on the pole and, oh my God, she was amazing. Like, everyone was stopping, like, jaws on the floor watching this girl. And then I think after that, like, everyone was like, I better go for a dance. So I suppose it does help, like, entice people in for a dance, but, like, it's not, you know, you're not getting tips, really.
Do you have, I mean, I mentioned before about, like, you know, you see guys coming in or whatever and you're like, oh, nah, I'm not going to get anything out of him. Might get something out of him. Do you have the same with girls? When they come to work there, do you immediately, within the first shift, you're like, oh, I'm not seeing her again?
Not really, because I don't employ the girls. Like, I just work there. Yeah.
No, I know, but you're not like,
she's
like,
shit, get out.
If you've never seen her before, do you have like a way of being able to tell, like, ah, she's new, she's never done this? Well,
oh, yeah. You can't, I was actually telling someone about this the other day, right? So what a lot of girls do, and I did this, right? I feel like I want to do a demonstration. So when girls start dancing, right?
Could you please look sadder?
I was trying to twerk for so long and I didn't realise there's a trick to it.
There's
like
a trick?
Yeah, you don't use your hip. You don't use your hips. You use your arm. Like, you use your knees. So when strippers get on the stage, like, and we're like trying to twerk, you can always tell if it's like a girl's first time dancing, because they'll try and twerk with their ass and they look kind of like, they're like an angry cat. Like,
yeah. I know.
Whereas
exactly
when you actually twerk, like, I'm not saying I'm like Kim K best twerker, but like I can twerk. Like when you jiggle your knees, it moves your legs, so it shakes your ass.
Okay.
So it's all
but
in
obviously
the
girls
knee.
Don't know this, so you can tell if a girl like comes on and starts, because like out on stage, like, well, she's probably a bit, we call it a baby stripper. That's like the term for if you're a new
now
stripper.
You're speaking my language. Have them at perfect 10.
Chucking pound coins in a pram.
Perfect 10 months.
Perfect 10 months.
Right. Maybe dodging coins like it's in the away end.
So going back to the story that we talked about ages ago about my person that I knew that was a stripper, right? So she worked there. She had a little trick, apparently, because I was asking, like, what if you, like, fancy a guy who you're stripping, like, you know, and she
I imagine this doesn't happen very often.
Do you know what? You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
It's not all weird old men. There is actually something.
Yeah, sometimes I go.
Oh, yeah. Because you're what strippers go for.
Yeah.
You of all people. Yeah, I think yeah. I
using your
get
legs, sorry, like the poles.
Do you think I don't attract damaged women?
No, but I think that you attract more damaged middle class sort of.
Yeah, like no, that's one half of my dating history. You only know that half. Like, so my type is either very posh women or like troubled goths. That's basically it.
Yeah, you know.
You know, there's a little there might be a grey area in the middle.
My friend had this technique apparently is passed down from stripper generation to stripper generation. Like bush tribes, you know, will pass down how to make a fire or whatever in like a forest. Anyway, right. Uh-huh. And what she'd do is she'd be able to dance in a way where she would sort of use her ass to sort of find out how big his dick was. And that was like a thing that they would always do.
You mean use your ass? You mean just touching it?
Well, just like measure it.
Specifically do a specific dance to sort of like, you know.
Right. You do in England though. The clubs that I've worked in England are all like zero physical contact, so I can't even go like that.
Oh really?
Yeah. So
I kind of know
what you mean, because like when I worked abroad, so oh my god, I had a nightmare when I used to work in, obviously in Magaluf, so you'd get guys in like shorts and like little like fancy dress outfits because a lot of stag do's and stuff. Some of them were very thin. Some of them were very dress like. Men forget to wear boxers quite often, it would appear, especially when they're abroad. Because I don't know.
I don't think they forgot when they were on the way to.
Well, there you go. Like, I've had a few accidental touches that is like, I've turned around, I've almost on my leg, and it's been something I didn't want to be on my leg. But,
So you were giving someone a lap dance, and then you touched the groin area and went, oh, what's that on my leg?
Well, no, but say, for example, if you're wearing really thin, wide shorts, and then you get a hard on, chances are it's going to pop out a little bit, and then if I sit on it, it's gonna touch my leg.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
so there's your strategy, lads.
So in England, the clubs in England are like no contact at all.
I've been in way sketchier clubs than that. Like, I've been in some clubs that are very much flaunted that rule. You know, like yeah, totally.
Is it easier to work with the no contact thing, or is it harder?
I'd say harder.
Because I'd imagine.
How can you tell?
Love it.
Oh, Tom's on fire today, isn't he? but look, right, because I'm just trying to put myself in the mindset, right? If I was a stripper and I'm there to make...
Reinforce the pole!
We're going to need a bigger platform. So if I was a stripper, right?
The mental images I'm currently getting are just like...
I am there to make dollar. I'm not there.
Little whip, knee high boots.
That might make sense.
Yeah. Right. And I want to, like, if I'm dancing, then I, look, if I'm giving a man a lap dance, right?
I'm just
all of these mental
now.
Images, one after another, are just so troubling.
If I'm giving a man a sex.
Do you like it?
Oh. I'm using my knees to twerk.
That's what you can hear clicking.
if I'm giving a man a lap dance, I would rather.
You'd suffocate him.
I'd rather touch his chest and his leg and get double the money than, like, you know, not touch anything and get half the money if I had to do it.
I mean, as nice as that sounds, it's not really our choice, because, like, the clubs that are like that, they will literally have someone watching the cameras at all time, and if you, like, step a foot out of line, but obviously it's for your protection, but obviously if anything... Like, they'll be straight in and be like, oh, can't do this, can't use his leg. Like, I've put my hand, like, on a customer's leg before to try and get up, and they've come and get out of him, and he broke the rules.
Really?
So, yeah, so not all clubs are like that, though. It's like, it just depends where you go. Like, I've worked in Liverpool before. That they were a bit more lenient with it. They weren't rushing in to kick you out, put it that way.
Is that the strip club next to the Chinese restaurant?
No, it's on...
I've never been. I've never been. Not awful? Even interested.
I've been to the Chinese restaurant.
There's quite a lot in Liverpool. There's like 10.
Is there?
Mm, it's quite a lot, yeah.
Holy shit. I only, like I say, I only know really perfect 10s in Preston. Mm-hmm. But that's because that place was kind of like a kind of a running sort of like, you know, it's been there for so long. It's kind of ingrained in the culture of that town that it's the strip club.
Have you been to Room 32 in Preston? That's where I used to work.
So I know of Room 32. Yeah. I have been there once, I think.
Have you? Yeah. I used to, the woman that owns it, she used to be a dancer years and years ago, and she used to like book girls into other clubs, and then she just started her own club.
It was the other side of Preston, annoyingly. It was like sort of too much of a walk. That's literally the reason I didn't go as much. It was too much of a walk.
It was up a slight incline.
Yeah. Oh, God. When did you work at Room 32?
It'll have been before COVID.
Was it not a bad strategy to work in a town where no one has money?
To be fair, I actually did all right in Preston. Do you know, right, sorry to the woman who owns the club if you're watching this, but I find that clubs that attract more like I'm going to say lower class clubs.
No, it's absolutely justified.
You know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, so I make more money from them clubs because I feel like, because of the kind of person I am, I'm very down to earth, and I'm not very when in the clubs in the big cities where you get the rich businessmen who come in suits and stuff, they don't really tend to go for me. They go for the more oh yes, I'll sit and sip champagne with you while you tell me about your whereas So I think them kind of guys in that club, they'll gel with me more, and I think I make more money rather than in the clubs where I have to sit and be hee-hee. Because, realistically, the aim of the game is to keep the guys spending as long as possible. And, what have I got in common with Harold, who's 67, who's a senior C, absolutely nothing. But Gavin, who's a DJ down the local club, I could chat to him all night. So it's there you go.
Yeah.
Depends, but as well, because like I said, I'm from Wakefield. I work in Wakefield sometimes as well, and obviously that's not the most high class club. But I love it. Yeah. So.
The Cribs are from Wakefield.
Well done.
Are they?
Freddie's learning about music.
I'm learning music.
Are you?
He knows about three songs, so we're trying to teach him about music. And every now and again, he just recites a fact to me.
You a fact backstage at the tour
about
show.
Megadeth, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, I'd forgotten the name.
But yeah, he just tells me these music facts that I know, and he recites them here's the thing, Megadeth, one of them used to be in Metallica, and I'm like, yes, Freddie, well done.
I listened to so little music that I was just trying to bond with him. Aww. Do you know what I mean?
But and I'm not having it.
No, I'm not having it at all.
Keep this strictly professional, mate.
Exactly. So you do Wakefield, Leeds, Manchester. Where's the best place you've ever stripped? Strapped.
Magaluf.
Not strapped.
Probably.
Those clubs, they...
Yeah, so some clubs will take, it just all depends where you work. Everywhere has a different commission scheme. But in places like Magaluf, Ibiza, they all take 50%.
Whoa!
But because of the volume of guy. More. Yeah, that's what I mean. So because you get basically it's on a plate for you. These guys are pissed up, they've got monopoly money in their pockets, that they're away from the wives, they're on holiday. It's
cocaine is plentiful.
Well, exactly. These guys are ready to go. So it makes it a lot, especially because there's all stag do's and stuff. When they come on stag do's, it's groups of men that sometimes won't usually go into strip clubs and think, oh, fuck it, I'll spend all my wife's joint account. And then you'll see the phone on the side, it'll be ringing. Obviously, someone's flagged up. He's like, turn that off.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, me and a friend once spent £1,500 on a Monday night in a strip club in Leeds.
Sure. Oh my God, that was maybe me. My best ever night was a Monday night in Leeds in Silks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If this was the person, what a sliding doors moment.
I was responsible for about 200 quid of that, to be fair. It was my mate went in hard. You might well have been. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That was your best ever.
Yeah, so my best ever in England. It was a Monday night and I weren't even meant to be working. They just messaged him and look, we've hardly got any girls, can someone come in? And it could these two guys came in and I went with one and my friend went with the other. But this guy, the guy that I was with, they came in right at the start of the night and he stayed right until
we arrived late.
Oh, right, no.
Yeah, we turned up in Leeds after midnight on a Monday, thinking that we were we got fucked in my hometown.
Yeah,
and then we'll go to Leeds. Spent a shitload on the taxi, arrived, everything's closed. You know, I told this story in my first ever Edinburgh show years ago. Ended up in Winston's, the brothel by accident.
Oh my God, yeah. I always tell people, can I have a blow? I'm like, get off the Winston's.
Yeah, go Winston's. There's a place if you want that.
There's a brothel called Winston's.
In Leeds, yeah. It's an institution. It's in Beeston in Leeds. It's a real grim bit. Near Elland Road.
Can we get it up? Can we go
Winston's? Right up the road from where the 77 bombers are from. That's Wait, where Winston's what? Is. Yeah, yeah.
Right same up the bit. Road from where the 77 Bombers are from.
Yeah, the street in Beeston where they're from is very close to Winston.
Winston's massage parlour.
Yeah, it looks, it's so grim as well. It's so like, it's like something out of a computer game. It's like this old crumbling like building.
It's
all
like,
yeah, it's really grotty. And like, I was that fucked up and I wasn't.
Wait, go up. What they put on social media?
You're only one massage away from a good mood. Wink.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not subtle at all.
Well,
is it?
In Leeds, it's like prostitution's legalised, semi-legalised. It's decriminalised. There is an area where you can go where the police patrol it, and it's like, go there if you want to meet sex workers, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a red light district in it. That is in Beeston. And I remember once, like, I was driving back from work, and I think the motorway was shut. So it took me, like, on a detour through there. And I was thinking, oh my God, like, what is going on here? And then I seen, like, cars pulling up. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a damn minute.
But it's a lot safer. And, like, you know, like, the women are a lot safer. So I think, you know, good.
They're much safer in these, but I mean, obviously not on, like, the sides of the roads. But I mean, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Click on book.
Are we doing this in our next special?
What, we're going for the sex worker special.
So how much does it cost? I'm just curious.
I don't know. What I did was I was that drunk. I just walked around opening doors and got in a lot of trouble. Yeah, I got in a load of trouble. I got chased by a naked man.
Oh, they're hiring.
They hiring?
Oh well, there we go.
Yeah,
get me on.
That's our special. We all get job as escorts.
Right.
Who makes the most money wins.
I reckon it's going to be a three-way tie. Zero.
No. Tom's getting shagged always up. Like, you know, we could dress you in a little schoolboy's uniform and make an absolute killing.
Oh, giant lollipop.
Yeah, giant lollipop. Like a little bonnet, maybe.
Are there outfits that you like have as a stripper where you're like, fucking, that is my money maker?
Yeah.
Right. 100%. Okay, let's guess. Right. What outfits?
Schoolgirl, people are nonces.
I'd be a college girl on OnlyFans. I don't really often be that in the club. I've just got this one. So there's this woman called Zoe. I think she lives in Bolton. We just call her Zoe Stripper Outfit. I don't know what her real name is. Probably that. Her birth name is Zoe Stripper Outfit. She basically comes to, like, she goes to, like, all the, like, abroad holiday places just with a big, and she makes these outfits from scratch. And they're, like, really, like, stereotypical stripper outfits, like bikinis with, like, dollar signs on. And she makes these, like, cut out things and, like, I've got an enhanced body, so, like, she makes it so it's, like, shows the perfect amount of tits and then, like, goes up and around my ass. And, like, whenever I wear it, like, I always get so many compliments. So, but I got it in every colour. I'm like, right, leopard print, dollar tie, black, white, green. So,
right, so that's the thing. You can't just go to Smithies, can you?
I mean, you could. You, like, do you know who's got some really... I always shop in Primark for, like, stock... The stockings from Ann Summers and Honey Birdette are about 20 quid for a pair. They're just break and ladder. But next time you're getting some stockings, you'll know. Nip to Primark. The last 10 times longer.
You're probably going to need a fishing net. Just go down the docks, see if they've got any left over.
Yeah, I get mine from the trawler.
You go down the docks, a big Japanese boat's going to whale you.
Just walking along, a harpoon fucking gets in.
So is it better to, like, wear... like themed costumey stuff, or is it better to be like strippery
stuff?
Do you
do like Halloween?
Oh yeah. When it's Halloween, so Halloween's obviously people just dress as whatever like slutty thing they are, and then sometimes
it's already
do,
a
like,
slutty holiday as it is.
There we go. And then so like people do like theme nights. Like I remember one night I was working somewhere and they did like a film theme night. You had to be something from a film, and like there were a girl like came as like Avatar and like
Schindler's List. Boy in the striped pajamas.
I'm from Girls Gone Wild.
Well, I'm thinking you could just be anything really, like and make it from a film. Oh, I just went as police. I was like, oh, I'm hot.
I'm the first 10 minutes of Up. The dead old lady. I've come as Philadelphia. I've not eaten all week.
Scabs on your forehead.
I'm the girl not in the striped pyjamas.
Fucking hell almighty. So film week and stuff like that.
Yeah, they kind of just do like anything that you can kind of make slut into a slutty theme. Yeah.
Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah, we all come as a poppy.
Two poppies.
A poppy every year.
Lest we forget of your family.
Rest we forget.
Yeah. They will not grow old as we grow old over one of your tits.
Playing the last call on your fucking fanny.
Oh, shit, man. I would think, right, to be honest with you, that, like, if you're going to wear a costume, right, you are going to be some guy's absolute first choice, but you're going to be some people who are like, nah, I don't have a thing for the policeman thing.
That's probably better, though, isn't it? You want to be some guy's absolute first choice rather than everyone's third choice.
Yeah, oh, my God. There used to be this girl, right, who used to come in. And she always used to come in dressed as a mermaid, like with a shell bra and then, like, a split fishtail skirt.
She's into that, isn't she?
Well, her thingy name was Melody, and I don't know if anyone's seen Little Mermaid 2, Return to the Sea.
I have not. But well, do go on.
Well, Ariel's... We know Ariel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ariel, powder.
Yeah. The font.
Yeah, the font. Ariel MS. She has a daughter called Melody, so I think she's kind of like...
So she's a child mermaid.
To be a child mermaid. I don't know what she was going for. Yeah. But yeah,
it's not okay to fuck underage fish. I want to make that clear.
But if you're going to be
college mermaid,
if you're going to be the mermaid, it's either Ariel or Melody. No one's going. I'm Ursula the stripper.
Yeah, but you could just
bad bitch. Yeah.
You could just make up a new name.
PVC.
Those aren't the only mermaid names.
Yeah, no, but you want to keep it in the fantasy, can't you? You can't be like I'm.
You could be Stephanie the mermaid.
I'm Linda the mermaid.
Gemma.
You're not going to go for. Yeah, you're not. Go for a Linda or a Brenda or a Barbara.
Carol. Carol the mermaid.
You don't get a lot of strippers called Babs.
Okay. That's definitely a kink on her.
Tell you what would be great for a stripper outfit, reverse mermaid. So you've got woman legs, head of a fish.
What, like a big mouth Billy Bass?
Yeah, but from the waist up.
Stick on the wall.
Yeah. You're like, you still got your knees so you can twerk.
She'd be completely...
Still got the most important part. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
She'd be completely motionless, but then when you walk past her in the club, she starts singing Take Me to the River.
Yeah. That's the best way around, though. If you were going to, you know, sleep with a mermaid, I think the reverse one is the one to go for.
So
if you're going to shag a mermaid that way, but if you're going to, like, go out with a mermaid...
You marry the real way round one.
Yeah, shag, marry, avoid for mermaids.
Avoid the one that's just a whole fish.
Here's a question, right? Are you good at, like, sort of guessing guys' kinks and then kind of, like, trying to manoeuvre your way in? And I'll give you an example of why I'm asking this, right? Is because... I was on a stag do for a comedian.
I know exactly which story you're telling here.
Yeah. Let's call the comedian Saul Piff.
We could call him Paul Smith because we've told this story on this podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Paul's told this story in shows as well. I think it's all right. It's out there. Yeah.
I'd still prefer to call him Saul Piff.
All right, okay.
So he was in this strip club in Berlin, right?
Okay.
And this Scottish girl comes over.
It's called Das Kunz.
And she's, they weren't having a successful film night. So a Scottish girl comes over, and there's me, Paul, and there's another guy, Rick Carr. And we're sat and we're just discussing, and we kind of separate ourselves from the group as the, we don't really want in on this, but whatever. Do you know what I mean?
The liars.
And so she comes down, she sits down, and she's like, oh, I'll just have a chat with you. And I was like, yeah, sure, fine. Do you know what? And she's a lovely girl from Glasgow. And then she's talking to Paul, right? And she's kind of like getting her, and you can see that she's just sort of, she's got her prey. She's kind of locking in. She knows what she's doing.
She's maybe seen a Facebook video, realizes he's got some money.
Yeah.
His Lamborghini outside.
Looks at you and Rick and goes, unsuccessful. Locks onto Paul with his new teeth and going,
Yeah.
He can afford flights to Turkey. He's coming in.
Gucci sliders on or whatever. Yeah. She knows. Anyway, she's trying to work. And Paul's like, oh, no, I'm not really. And then she says, right, she looks at him and she goes, have you been a bad boy for mummy? And I swear to God, I have never seen a man almost instantly jizz his pants as quick in my life.
The mummy thing, right? I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but I would say maybe 80% of my messages on OnlyFans are mummy, can you be my stepmom? Can you pretend to be my mom? Like, hi, mummy, like, blah, blah, blah. It's always mummy as well. Hey, mommy. I don't know if they're American or what, but...
I mean, Robert asked you to be his dad.
But can you say you're proud of me?
I think you take me bowling.
I think the mummy thing is, like, really popular now.
Nah, like, sort that shit out. Like, you know... sort your weird little leader. Why are you looking so wide-eyed? You're like, no, we're friends.
No, it's not.
It's like, I was one of those.
Do you know what? I'm not somebody who kink shames.
No, and same.
I
think that,
I mean,
if
I am.
Into it,
some of them are fucking weird.
If you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah.
I don't get the mummy thing. I don't get the financial domination thing. I think that's just like, because it's really popular.
Bizarre, isn't it?
But I think, can I give you all my money? It's like, yeah. What?
I think that's just shows you the deep effects of modern capitalism. It's that far into them that that's become like.
And I also don't get feet. I don't get that either.
Do you know why that is? The feet thing. I watched an episode of Naked Attraction where I explained it. Because right. You know when in a guy's brain.
Yeah. There's the touch sensors and shit.
Yeah, it's where. So like where the feeling is in a guy's brain. Like where your dick is,
yeah.
It's like next to where your feet are. So that's why sometimes it's so close together that you start to feel aroused by your feet because of you. It's like
I saw the same thing, not on Naked Attraction, on a TikTok video.
Yeah,
it's like on your
stop
cerebral.
Learning things off TikTok. It's, that's not a good way to get information.
Naked Attraction is not the best way.
No, but slightly better. Look, I'm not saying Channel 4's great, but they have slightly better journalistic standards than TikTok.
I know
a lot from TikTok.
It's the only way to acceptably learn that information on TikTok. You can't go into a library and go, "Can I have your book on foot fetishes, please?" No, I'm just curious. What's the most bizarre kinks that you've had messaged through? The ones that you've been like, the fuck?
So, one that I like think is actually bizarre is like, and I've actually been asked for this more than once, and I put on my Instagram story, been like, is this a thing? And everyone was like, yeah. So I was baffled. So, you know the film Willy Wonka? Yeah, you know,
Oompa Loompa fetish.
Not quite.
I could do that.
I could be that orange, you'd be golden.
I mean, people probably do have a fetish for that as well. Yeah. But this one, do you know what is she called? Violet. Violet, but I always say Boulevard and it's not Boulevard.
It's Violet, you're turning violet. Is that the one she turned into a blueberry?
Yeah. So what people have a fetish for is for you to like start as a normal and then like. So
Violet Beauregard?
Yeah. So they want you to like basically like. Expand, like so.
Mate, Freddie, you're gonna make a fucking killing. Do they like it when you know they're already at the end point?
To be completely honest with you, I don't really know how it works, but I do know that there is a fetish for it, and it's quite a common one. Right. I've also had people. Someone had a fetish for The Mask. You know the film The Mask. And he wanted me to be.
Somebody know, choke me.
He was kept sending me like gifts from that
choking.
Film. And then he was like, can you do this? And it was, you know, with Cameron Diaz where she's like, doing the little dance.
Yeah.
And he paid me to do that as a custom for him and like say his name in it while I'm pretending to be Cameron Diaz. But he was like dead onto this film. His profile picture was The Mask. His username was The Mask. Like,
I'll tell you what,
do you reckon,
that's autism, isn't it?
I think it might be. But
he got touched while that film was on. The background. It's
for
one of those two
reason,
things.
He's got an unhealthy obsession with it, but yeah.
I used to have an obsession with Cameron because Cameron Diaz was like that was my favourite film when I was six. So,
yeah,
so to me, she was like the ideal woman when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so like, to sort of see how that grew.
Yeah, like fancying Cameron Diaz, I don't think counts as a fetish.
But I
think that's
that
a pretty
grow,
mainstream
like,
opinion that Cameron Diaz was fit in the 90s. Yeah.
Was that your first one that, like, the first woman that you looked at and thought, that's what beauty is?
Yeah.
That's what beauty is? You've put such a high-minded version of what...
What's yours?
Kylie Minogue in the I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head video, you know, which is wearing that white sash thing and there's a load of middle boob out.
Do you know what mine
had a
is?
Powerful effect on me, that. I was, like, watching the telly just like...
Do you know what mine is? Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. In Clueless.
I don't know.
Google Alicia Silverstone. Well, actually... Alicia Silverstone specifically in the crying video by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So she was crying and you were like,
yeah,
yes.
I know. It's one of my stripper tendencies.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, do you not think she's beautiful?
Yeah, she's
a sad woman. Like, you were just like, yes.
Yeah, she was the first person that I remember thinking, like, geez.
Do you remember, like, the first fella that you were like...
I do, but I was really weird. It wasn't a human.
It wasn't a human. Oh, fuck yes.
Are we back onto Little Mermaid again? Is it Flounder?
Sebastian. grab me nips.
why did Melody not have a Sebastian the Crab nipple clamp?
It was a Disney character, so it was close.
Oh, can we guess?
Oh, yeah, I think on. Beast.
Simba.
No, yeah, Simba. Yes. Simba, and then Simba's when the second one came out, and it was, yeah, but I was a child.
So no,
yeah.
Well, he grows up, though. Don't he? He becomes a like, good-looking guy. He's got, like, curtains.
And what then
he, like,
part grows... of the film are you into?
How far across the log was he?
Yeah. Are we singing a Hakuna
about
Matata?
About halfway past the log, like,
So that there.
Right, that
he's a good looking
guy. Okay. See, I thought it was the Simba on the right, and I was like, you are a cartoon nonce.
No.
He's got like the David Beckham curtain.
Yeah, it's a very 90s look to him, isn't it?
But then, remember when the next one came out and Kovu, I was like, right, Simba can move across. Kovu was where it was.
You're well into these Disney sequels, aren't you?
Kovu.
Yeah, I am a Disney fan.
Kovu.
Yeah, and then Kovu came out.
A bit more goth, a bit of mascara. Yeah.
He's got the Elvis quiff.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
And Ash from Pokemon, but other than that, I think that's about it.
Ash! So weird.
I was a weird child. Like, I've not even got much better as an adult.
We all fancied cartoons. Like, Jessica Rabbit was, like, hot.
Yeah, like, wasn't really a thing.
What about Misty from Pokemon?
What, sorry?
Did you like Misty from Pokemon? I just was obsessed with Pokemon.
No, I was into Machop.
Oh, okay. What about Machamp?
With six arms.
I quite like Jinx.
Oh my god, what was that all about? Like, why did they make a Pokemon with like massive tits?
Yeah. It
was horny Japanese guys that were drawing cartoons.
Yeah. If you had to fuck a Pokemon, if you had to fuck one Pokemon, what are you fucking?
Because
I reckon I'd go to town on a Clefairy.
Mate, nah, I'm shagging a Squirtle. Gonna have to put down plastic sheets.
Thing is, though, is if you shag a Squirtle and it doesn't squirt,
I'd be fucking gutted. You're like, don't bother faking it unless you're gonna squirt.
No, I really came. No, you fucking
you
didn't.
I know
Squirtle.
You didn't. I know no, you didn't. Did. I didn't say, look how dry I am.
I bought this wetsuit for nothing.
How about you, Tom?
I'd shove a Weedle up my ass.
Yeah, I don't really know Pokemon.
Pull it out like anal beads.
Because the Weedle's got a little helmet.
It might be less painful.
Yeah. You could sit on a Doug Trio. Just one through the other.
Which one are you fucking?
I didn't watch Pokemon. I don't know anything about Pokemon.
Right, Google 151 Pokemon. You're finding a Pokemon to fuck right now.
All 151 Pokemon.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, the original lot, because they started bringing out more of them.
Like, I bought the new Pokemon game. I think it's called Pokemon Scarlet or something.
Clefairy.
You are such a little nerd, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm playing it. I was like, what are
more
all these
than
Pokemon?
A little bit.
I'll be honest, none of them are grabbing my attention so far. Uh-huh.
None of them are giving you a twinge.
Okay. Yeah. You have to zoom in.
I've got to go for Hitmonchan or Hitmonlee. I can't decide which one you're.
You like a bad boy, you, don't you?
Yeah. Well, do you know why they're called Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee? After Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
So, like, a bit of fighter boys, I like it.
What's this one called? It looks like it's got a fanny in its belly.
Oh, Chansey. Yeah.
Chansey.
I'd quite chances. Like to put That's my dick in the middle of a polywhirl. I wonder what would happen if you slammed it in the middle.
It'd be very sloppery, I think. Sloppy BJ's.
Oh, what's that opera singer one with the wig, like, opera. About four up from the right? Round the right-hand column.
Drowsy? Right. Oh,
no. Scroll down, Tom. Why are you scrolling? Right, there we go. There,
Mr. Mime.
To the right.
That's Jinx.
Oh, Jinx.
Oh,
that is Jinx.
Oh, yeah, she's got big tits. Yeah.
Someone
just like Jennifer
like,
Coolidge.
Someone made a meme
of actually,
that.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Maybe you should go for a Snorlax, Freddy, someone your own
I mean,
size.
A Magikarp would probably give you a good suck.
That's true, yeah. They've got those lips. Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Let us know in the comments which Pokemon you'd like to fuck.
Oh, what about a Lickitung?
Oh, yeah. I've got my I changed to Lickitung.
What? Why did we get onto this?
I don't know, man.
Because she wants to shag a lion.
Oh, yeah. It was you being a disgusting pervert. That's what it was.
Who saw that twist coming?
What's the maddest thing that you've seen while stripping? You must have some stories.
God, I can't even think off the top of my head because so many mad things happen on a daily that you just kind of like think, oh, like.
When my mate used to do it, she was like, "Oh, there's a massive coke problem." Like,
oh yeah,
everyone was coked off their fucking tits.
Mm. Yeah, everyone's making a lot of cash. You know, it's a party sort of environment. You know, and yeah, I could see it. Yeah,
I literally hate cocaine now. I think that's one of the reasons, because when I was a stripper, I think I did enough to like last me the rest of my life.
As comedians, we can relate. Like, it's the worst thing when an audience has done too much coke.
The minute that you said I went to Magaluf at 19, I was like, "Oh, she has defos. She has defos sniffed her first year."
Yeah. I had a couple have a breakup on the front row of Hot Water this weekend because he was beaked up to fuck.
Really?
Yeah. So like, in Hot Water, like the stage is really close to the front row.
Is that Liverpool?
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
I
it's amazing.
To go there.
Come hang out sometime.
I will,
we'll, so, yeah, that's great. We'll have a right good time.
Amazing.
Maybe they're good. But yeah, like they're right close to you, and there's like two seats on either side of the stage, boxing it in. And then those seats was a couple, and like she, you know, she was like all right. She was a bit pissed, but she was all right.
Yeah.
But
fella
had this like wiry energy to him, and he was just like, he was like leaning like this and sort of like,
could he lean into the mic a bit more? So yeah, that's
one. You don't need to hear me moving around, Freddie. I want to suck all momentum out of what I'm doing. I'm aware of where the microphone is. I'm coming back to it when I'm going to talk, Freddie.
Okay.
All right. In my first time doing this, you fucking cunt. So he's like got this fucking edgy energy, and he's got six beers. Right.
Ooh.
And he's finished three of them. There's three empty glasses and three beers. Oh, and he's just like, Danny Matt tried talking to him a little bit, being like, "Are you guys all right?" Because they were just like fucking, they're already rowing a little bit. And he's like, "Are you all right?" He talked to him a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah. And he was really like eggy with it. So like Danny did what he could, got him around, brings me on, and they just did not stop the entire way through. I had a little word with him. She was being a little bit apologetic. He was just being like, when I was talking to him, he was just getting like really fucking edgy.
Really?
I finished my set, but like I had a fun time, sort of ignored it a bit, but it was really distracting. End of the set, I was just like, cheers everyone, see you later. And you guys, I hope you have a nice breakup. And apparently, like, I like fucking ducked off, but he was like daggers, and like security had to like get him.
Really?
Got chucked out in the break. Yeah. It was like he was like ready to fucking kill me for bringing it up.
What?
Yeah. Damn. 7 o'clock show.
Wow. On a Saturday?
Friday.
On a Friday.
7 o'clock on a Friday, already just like.
My.
I mean, if you're just any other city but Liverpool, then.
yeah, it was
you
fucking
get them
wild.
All over. You get nutters like that all
it's
over.
It's such a bad drug to do before comedy, because like you got to sit quietly. Like, you know, you got to shut up. So, like. Yeah.
I honestly couldn't think of anything worse than doing cocaine with your other half. Like, I want to do it with
you'd
the
have
lads.
To spend time with them.
That's how threesomes happen. That's the only way threesomes
occur. I want to do it with the lads and fuck all them.
Hey lads, has your dick gone tiny as well? Let's all have a look.
Oh my god, who wants to be the mermaid? Sweat with your knees. Sweat with your knees, dirty boy.
Yeah, well, they did say mermaids were originally a myth that came out because people confused manatees for them. So, you know, you'd probably blend right in, wouldn't you?
Wow, that's the most educational fat joke you've done so far.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you.
You're welcome. All around the world, animals are abused and exploited for what they can give to humans. There are donkeys around the world being overworked and driven to poor health conditions everywhere. And if you give us £3 a month on Patreon, we can make sure that this big fat cunt will never sit on one and break their legs. So, in order to protect the donkeys of the world, please join our Patreon. Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. I get loads of specials and that. I just wanted to sound like we were doing a charity and then we weren't. Patreon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What is got on there? What's that about? What's that on the show notes?
Can't remember.
Oh, great.
Brilliant.
Well, I put a link up, didn't title it, so...
Let's see what we've got.
Let's see what we got. IT worker sues her boss, believing XX in email were kisses.
Do you know... Sorry, can I just say something on this? Yeah. I once got sacked from a strip club because I put an X... Like, I put kisses on to the boss and his bird saw it and apparently kicked off and was like... Oh. And they sacked me from the strip club.
She is somebody who is not okay with her fella owning a strip
club. Yeah, but also, her fella has definitely cheated on her load. So
I mean, he owns a strip club. He's got access to all the strippers who are obviously up his ass for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So that's what he's into. I would guess that.
Do you have to suck up
Prince William Strip Club?
Do you have to suck up to the bosses then in order to?
I mean, you
I think quite literally in that industry sometimes.
I mean, so, some of the bosses are very seedy and like some of them are like, I mean, it all just depends where you work and like the bosses are obviously different. But obviously, like if you're like one of the clubs that I work in, like. I've known the owner of it for years and years and years, but whereas like it's not like I get away with murder, but it's like I kind of like I can be a bit more like I hope you don't watch this the other night, right? You getting the whip cracked, but like it kind of like it does help if you're on like better terms with the boss because you can kind of get away with more, is what you want, really.
What's the tattoo in between your boobs there? I keep looking, but I don't want you to think I'm looking at your boobs, I'm looking at the tattoo.
So I'm an Aries, so absolutely that's why it's a romp. And before I got my boobs done again, I used to have quite a titty gap. I used to have a titty gap. So I was like, what can I use to... I didn't know that you could literally have your tits pushed back together.
You could just have a gap, let it roll.
I had the gap and then I was like, there was a bit like skew whiff. And then
much love to all my gappy sisters out there.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with a gap. Love your gaps, girls. But I went to Turkey I went in lockdown to get one surgery done. And because it was lockdown, like I went like for an emergency, but then they were like, well, you're here now. You can have anything you want done. And I obviously had all this OnlyFans money from lockdown. I was like... Anything. So I literally spent so much money. I got everything done.
Did you have done?
I got filler put in my ass because I've got a big dint in my ass from where I fell off a stripper pole, and I've had like two BBLs that didn't get rid of
like
it.
Like buffing out a car.
Basically, yeah. Well,
there's a big plunger pouring a kettle on it.
Do you know what? We can't give you a surgery, but we can tea cut that out.
I think they just put some like mad filler in it, but I got that done and then just loads of little bits. But they also pushed my tits together, but because I got the tattoo done first, I didn't realise that, like, because now it, like, the dagger gets, like it's got basically gone at that point. Yeah. So, but before, it, like, you could see the whole thing.
Okay.
Now it does disappear between
my
tits.
So you got tits pushed together.
Yeah.
What else did you get done?
I got a nose job, my teeth done, my ass done, and my boobs, implants taken out and put back in.
Did you just look at the menu and just go, yes.
I just got there and I was like, anything.
So why did you get the implants taken out and put back in?
Because I already had... So I'd had my implants in for like 7 years at the time. And then they were like, because I just said to him, like, is there anything you can do about my tits? Like, make them close together. And they were like, basically like, yeah, we can do this. So then when they took the implants out, they was like, well, you have to have them replaced like it's meant to be every 10 years anyway. So I was like, just have them. Might as well just...
Did you get them replaced with the same size?
I got slightly bigger.
So how...
I didn't want to go too big. Pretty big.
So how big are your boobs now?
I never actually had them measured. I just guess. I don't like to know exactly because then if I go in a shop and they don't have my size, then at least if I don't know my size, I can just be like, this can be my size, so I can squeeze into this.
I mean, no one's checking. You can't just do that if you know.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
I do that with jeans.
Uh-huh. Just guess.
You really should check.
Zips digging.
Yeah. I would say I'm roughly about... Well, I used to go for about 34E. But, like, give up, like as well from different shops, different places, different... Like, don't always fit. I have been known to squeeze into a D if I've needed to, so... Yeah. Or stuff up an F.
So, back to this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. An IT worker sued her boss for sexual harassment after believing his use of XXYY and question marks in an email asking for more information was a coded way of asking for sexual relations. Karina Gasparova also claimed that... Whatever his name is.
No.
Give it a go.
Karina Gasparova also claimed that when Alexander... Goulandris renamed a work file with his initials AJG. It was an abbreviation of a jumbo genital.
That is hilarious.
Is she messing?
She's a moron. She's an absolute moron. She thought
A genius who has cracked this code.
Unless that document was a picture of a massive cock, then...
A jumbo genital said no man ever.
When I do my dick ratings from now on, if anyone sends me a big piece, that's my response. Oh, I really genital. Like that jumbo.
That's an AJG.
Like it's also, a sausage roll from Greg.
Also, genitals is plural. Like,
no, you
can't
have a genital.
Yeah, have I not got a genital?
But you've got genitals. A person has genitals.
Is it not genitalia?
Genitalia.
So a jumbo genital be like one giant testicle.
But maybe this IT guy's not great at grammar, you know, but really good at acronyms.
Also, the woman might be an idiot.
Go on.
I believe all women. So
anyway, her claims were the Employment Tribunal at London Central Court said Ms. Gasparova's perception of events was skewed. Her claims were rejected.
Why?
I think the rest of it is just pretty boring now. Basically, she thought that he was trying to chat her up.
Right, can we read the email that presented this evidence, the email from Mr. Glandis read?
Can you please complete the following? The solution was currently used by XX Agris Companies and YY barge lines in corn cargoes in South North flows in the waterways.
So that's what she thought was a sexual advance.
That's what she thought was a sexual advance.
Mate, she must have hated algebra class at school. Yeah. Just like, I think my teacher's trying to bang me. X goes into Y, does it? Oh, yeah. Dick goes into my arse. Yeah.
Find X. Is it on your dick by any chance, sir? What a stupid cunt.
An alluring voice.
Further allegations included Ms. Galandris saying...
Please don't misgender this Greek man.
Sorry, there was a mark on my screen. It's cool. Further allegations included Mr. Galandris saying, have a nice evening, in what Ms. Gasparova described as an alluring voice.
I want to hear it. Go on, Rob.
But he's a Greek man, so I need to get into Greek.
Right. We'll all do a Greek.
How do we get into Greek? I
can't
really... Smash some plates.
Yeah. Smash some plates. A Greek. What do Greeks sound like?
George
Zach. Does a lot of this.
So,
Greek.
I know,
but it's close, isn't it? So hairier Italians.
Where I grew up, there's a Greek chippy called Andreas.
Right.
And he was insane. And so he was... He used to do a thing, right? If you go in late, just before he was about to close, he'd do a special called the Dog's Bollocks.
Right. Dog's Bollocks!
Yeah. And he'd throw in chips and then sausage and then two... other things as well, like little...
His balls.
And his dick.
Right, I'm going to do a Greek alluring have a nice... Okay, right, Greek alluring.
Have a nice evening.
Oh, that was very Italian.
Very Italian. But have a nice evening.
I mean, that's close, though, Italy and Greece, isn't it?
Papadopoulos. I'm trying to say Greek things to get me into it.
Have a nice...
Acropolis. Socrates. Have a nice evening.
What the fuck was
that's
that?
It's alluring Greek.
Have a nice evening. Can you do like an alluring Greek accent?
Probably not, but I can give it a go.
Go on, give it a go.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. Greek's a hard accent to...
Have a nice
evening. I wanted to do that, but that's not right.
No, but it's close enough. They do a lot of Mediterranean gestures, the Greeks.
Have a nice evening.
They're very expressive people, the Greeks.
So he said have a nice evening, and she was like, oh, this guy is
defo. That is too sexy. Yeah.
Defo trying to fuck me.
She's using the letter X around me.
He did go, have a nice evening.
Have a nice
do you know,
evening.
Right, can we Google this woman and see what she looks like?
Probably not.
Why?
I don't know.
If she's a famous woman.
No, I reckon you can Google Karina Gasparova.
And why does it matter what she looks like, Freddie?
Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she's not fit.
I don't know if there's going to be a picture of it.
There is. And I fucking called it. Thank you.
She looks
thank
very simple,
she looks like a Karen.
Is that Galandris on the right as well? Yeah, that's Galandris.
Oh, mate, if I was him, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
That should have been his defence. Fucking look at it. Look at it.
I've harassed way fitter than her.
He does look like someone who would harass someone, though.
Sure, but she also looks like someone who would complain when...
He looks like a Mediterranean Nick Griffin.
He does a bit, yeah. Kick me out!
Oh, fucking hell, man.
I've got a big stupid face.
Yeah, that is mad. Yeah. That is insane.
Yes.
Have you brought anything?
I tell you what we're doing to talk about.
Yeah, go on.
The horse combat rules.
Yeah.
We only talked about it in the Patreon.
Yeah,
we need to
sure.
Tell the public about
it. We've got another thing we have to talk about as well.
Yeah.
Tom fucked up real bad. Yeah. The horse come thing.
So basically, we have milestones, Gio, when we hit certain Patreons. And Tom has agreed that, well, he agreed on Twitter foolishly that when we hit 5,000, that he'd drink some horse cum.
Because we talked about it on the podcast. Actually, the clip of us talking about that now has over 1 million views on Instagram.
I
was talking about horse cum. So yeah, he's promised it. So we've now like, but then he promised he'd drink like pints of it on Twitter. He was talking a big game. Yeah. Then he fannied out. He realised that he'd gone too hard.
It's just I don't want that to be what I'm known as forever.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have said it on Twitter. Then. So then he's gone. Oh, it's got to happen before September or whatever, which isn't going to happen. It was unrealistic. So we weren't having that. So we've now formulated new rules for the cum challenge. Yeah.
These are established. These are settled rules.
They're established. They're all on the Patreon if you want to see the specific rules. But the long and short of it is there will be a competition where Tom maybe drinks cum blindfolded. And if he doesn't, then...
Shots.
It's like, a 50-50 shot. One is horse cum, one isn't. If I don't drink the horse cum, Rob then has the 50-50 shot. And if he doesn't, then Freddie has a 50-50 shot.
Right.
Sort of. Yeah, that's about it.
Because we sort of negotiated it today.
If you want to see the full negotiations and the full specifics of the rules, it's all on Patreon. And was it the last one that we put out?
And if you want to see one of us maybe drink horse cum, sign up to Patreon.
Yeah. So, Tom, you've done a really bad thing that's got us in trouble with the police, haven't you?
No.
Tom?
Yes. Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Did you by did, any did, chance? Did so
have the
thing,
police been involved?
Apparently.
So, Gia, we have a thing where we get our fans to send in the worst videos on their phone.
Right.
Right. And they send in all deliver. Sorts of horrific videos. The worst stuff you've seen on the internet. We have a few rules: no animals, no death, no racism, and no
children.
Children.
Okay. Although, you forgot that one.
If you can get one doing all four, then, you know, fuck it. So we recently lost our old number, didn't we?
Yeah. So we had like a phone number. There was a weird like virtual SIM. It was like, you know, it wasn't a real phone.
Right.
But then like something happened with like the company, the app had bought off, there was a glitch. Anyway, we lost that phone number, so that went back into the ether. So we had to get a new phone number. We've like told that to everyone. So it is what's on the board, isn't it?
Whatever Rob has said
out loud. 07354 188 257 is the new WhatsApp number.
It's the new WhatsApp number.
Yeah. However,
there was an issue.
There was an issue.
There was an issue. What happened, Tom?
Stupid little dick put the wrong
idiotic
number
little moron
in the description, and so some poor child has had loads of videos sent to his phone.
And it was a child.
And his dad.
So people have been messaging me saying that their parents
his
have
been. His dad was like, I'm going to have to contact the police.
So rang the people who'd sent the videos, being like, why have you sent this to my
son? Nobody's contacted us yet.
Because they don't know it's us, Tom, because our fans aren't grasses, thank fuck.
Thank God. Yeah.
But you really fucked it up bad there.
It's been on about 8 YouTube descriptions, maybe. Yeah. And also, some people messaged me saying, what's the new number? I may have sent them the wrong number directly.
Wonder why you weren't getting any new videos?
But we were, because Rob was saying it right.
Yeah, I was saying it out loud correctly. Right. And what was even worse was Tom tried to pin it on me as well. In our little WhatsApp group chat, he was like, fucking hell, Rob, you've read this out wrong. We've got all this thing with the police. Fuck's sake, Rob, you fucked it. Everyone's having a go at me. And I'm like, I'm sure I fucking haven't.
Here's a question, right? How many videos do you reckon that kid has got before he's gone, I need to tell my dad about this?
How many weeks was it going on?
Honestly, we get, I would say, a conservative estimate, our WhatsApp receives about 100 to 200 of the worst videos on the internet weekly. So
Jesus, man.
So this kid has just been bombarded.
I mean, I reckon the kid's not said anything, and the dad's just been like, what are you watching on your phone about? Where have you got all that from?
Yeah,
He's not going to cut himself off from that supply, is it?
No, to be fair.
But it's not nice, Paul.
This is it. The videos we get sent aren't... If they're into it, that dad has done something to that kid. Because, like, the stuff we get is... Not fun.
Yeah, right. The dad's annoyed because some of the videos are of him.
Yeah, it was Daddy Schofield. Woo!
That injunction's running out soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did Good Morning Britain this morning. They did not want to talk about it.
Did they not?
No, they did
not. It's very
not.
Weird that presenter of 20 years has left and they haven't done a goodbye episode or mentioned him again or thanked him on the telly.
Well, I did have a chat with a couple of runners.
How old were they?
What?
How old were these runners?
Mate, believe you me. We'll talk about it on a Patreon where it's slightly more like I can get away with it. But yeah, they were like, There was a lot of this morning, walking around Good Morning Britain this morning. There was a lot of, you know, and there was a lot of people as well who were, because what happens is you do the Good Morning Britain thing, and then they tweet it out almost immediately within an hour. They tweet out a clip, and then they tweet out the full
thing. You should let people watching this know the context of this, that you were on Good Morning Britain this morning debating, fucking, what was it this time, The Life of Brian?
Yeah, so...
They always get Quinn in for the big issues.
So basically, there was a thing about transgender jokes, and they were like, well, who do we know that is an authority on transgenderism? And then they rang the bat
signal. A man with tits.
Writer of the hit sitcom.
What did you say?
Writer of the hit sitcom Transitioning.
Yeah.
Freddie wrote a sitcom script years ago called Transitioning, and we found it while he was away and read it out.
I was about 18. Really, they're such pricks. Anyway, right. So I got to debate it with Kate Smurthwaite, which was always fun. And yeah, that's it. I got the phone call last night. They ring me randomly and they go, oh, you'll never guess what. Duncan from Blue has just trimmed his lawn too small or something. And then they go, oh, should we be trimming our lawns too small? Or does that get rid of wildlife or something? And then I go on.
I don't care about wildlife. £150, please.
Yeah. That's literally it. Plus my expenses.
Sure.
Yeah, plus expenses.
Yeah, so that's why he was wandering around the set this morning, you know, trying to investigate. Yeah.
Carrying 100 hash browns.
As is his wont.
Yeah.
Lovely. Do we have a lovely question, Tom?
We've probably got some.
So our fans sending some questions. This is
because, you know, this can get a bit dark sometimes, so we like have lovely questions, sort of lighten the mood a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
If you had to fuck one of the kings of England, past or present, who are you fucking?
Can we not have the queens as well? Can I have, like, Queen
Mary?
Nope,
got to be a king.
Got to be a king.
Oh, God, I don't know any of the kings other than the one that's now.
Yeah, I'd want the one from the King's Speech. I want him stuttering on my dick.
It'd take him ages to say no.
If you want me to stop, your safe word is Persepolis. Good luck.
If I had to fuck one, like, is it if I had to fuck one in the ass?
Oh, yeah, mate, I'd love to watch you fuck Henry VIII. It'd be like that Spider-Man meme.
Richard III.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like the cripple one, right?
Yeah, but now he wants to just be like humping a hole in the ground in Leicester. Get this on time, team.
Jizz on the floor of a car park. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
This does require more knowledge of the Kings of England than we have. I know, like, three.
How many are the Google Kings
of
England?
Yeah, let's get them Googled. Come on, Tom.
Let's find
help
them
us
all.
Out.
Kings of England.
And then you can see which ones fit you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to go for the one that killed all his wives.
That's Henry VIII, the one that looks like Freddy. So, you know, it's always already a good reason
as a
not
woman,
to fuck him.
As a woman, surely Charles would be all right with his big old fingers.
I don't think they're like good big though. Mm. You know, like
they would have been the richest.
I think they're all pretty rich, mate. They're all kings. Then so I think, you know, pretty equal on that. They own the whole country.
This guy looks like Stephen Fry.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
And this guy does as well.
Is this the best that you've managed to get? Six kings, eight kings.
I've literally Googled Kings of England and put images. What else are we going to do?
There we go.
Image.
Get all of them up. There we go. Can we zoom in? This is like the Pokemon all again.
Yeah. I think I'd do Clefairy.
Yeah. Can you zoom in any more on that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Tom, remember how you can zoom on a browser.
I never use this browser.
Tom,
down.
Tom, yeah. There we go. Yeah, no, where it says update. The little
cross.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go. Zoom. Hey, look at him go. Look at him go.
There we go. Here's some kings.
Right, we can't read their names or see the pictures.
Nah, it's a bad picture.
You've absolutely fucked this.
What about the Puritan guy?
Which one?
Oliver Cromwell?
Yeah.
He wasn't a king.
He wasn't a king. That was very much his whole vibe.
Right. So the guy after that, Charles II, Charles III?
Second,
he was like the fun guy. He was loads of fun because he brought stuff back. He'd be a laugh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's not all about it's not all about physical attraction. I want to gel with someone.
Yeah. Is there anyone in the modern royal family you'd have a go on?
Oh, probably not. Yeah. I'm not I think they're all minging, the monarchy, aren't they?
I tell you what I wouldn't go for. Edward the Confessor.
Uh-huh.
Guess who bummed me?
Meghan Markle, she's part of the royal family. Or was.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it's a king, innit?
Okay. Yeah, she's married in, you know.
Like, and now married out. Well, they're both out now, aren't they? They've both quit. They've been on the
aren't they? God, yeah. And do you know what? We never heard from him since.
Yeah. Didn't they get, like, weren't they in like a car chase the other day or something? It was on the
apparently road. So, yeah. Some they claimed they were in like a near fatal car chase.
Yeah.
Not, probably not as exciting as it sounds, but.
Yeah.
Not the most exciting one involving a royal. the Royal Family 3 Tokyo Drift. Let's go.
Oh, that's so funny.
Any silly questions?
What a fucking awful selection of lovely questions today, Tom.
Sorry.
Come on. Come on. There's got to be a good one in here.
There must be.
Come on.
Oh, up there. Up. Up. there.
He's so shit at using
there,
a computer.
That one.
How many wanks can you fit in an hour?
Right, well, it really depends. It depends if the clock stops between wanks. Because, like, are we including recuperation time?
No, the whole thing is an hour.
You've got an hour. How many can you crank out?
Yeah.
I'm 34. Two on a great day.
Really?
On a great day. Yeah. To recover in between. When I was 19, it's a different story.
I'm much more of a pervert than you, I think.
Right. Like, I just don't think you have the cardio for more than one.
No, but I have the willpower.
Right.
So the flesh is weak, but the spirit is incredibly willing. The spirit is really willing.
I definitely don't think you can finish three.
I'm four, I reckon.
Yeah. I reckon I could do four.
I honestly reckon I could do four. If my life depended on it, if you said to me right now, £1 million, four wanks in an hour, I'd do that. I would get that done.
There's no chance.
Oh, there's a 100% chance.
It's not going to be a nice time.
Oh, no, but it's going to be $1 million. I would do it on every day, but if it was £1 million...
Do you know what I'd do? Do you know what I'd do? Is I would jizz. Yes. Yeah. I'd
it's
have a
great plan so far.
I'd come, and then I'd immediately try again.
Yeah.
To try and, like, you know... And then
I'd
give it...
A little bit of a break.
And then I'd give it 20 minutes... Mm.
I had a girlfriend was trying to nosh me off immediately after I'd come again, and I pushed through, and then I ended up getting migraines every time I jizzed for the next like 6 months because pushed through that hard. It like popped something in my head.
Really?
Yeah. So this is what you got to worry about. Yeah.
I'd do that for £1 million though. Yeah.
So you don't have the reload time.
Yeah.
So you've got a natural advantage there. Mm. You can just sort of push through for the full hour
if you had to.
Mm. I mean, yeah, I've done like hour long. Well, more than hour long, like cam shows and stuff before, where I used to do like 6 hour cam shift, so you're basically just wanking for 6 hours, basically. Next.
Did you have like a lunch break or?
No, surprisingly enough, you just have to like stay on.
You must have had to have some water. You got to stay hydrated there.
Oh, yeah, I had water, but it was when I used to do Babe Station, and they did this like. It was like during like the first lockdown when I was still figuring out what I wanted to do. And there was like, oh yeah, we're doing like Babe Station from home now. You can just like be in your house. I was like, okay.
What a job. That's ace.
It was all right, but it wasn't great. I was thinking, oh, Babe Station going to be quite good, but I didn't really make that much money.
Right.
And it was kind of as well, you doing these really long shifts where I was like, obviously with OnlyFans and other sites, you can just kind of like hop on as and when.
Whereas this was like, make a video pop off. Yeah.
And you had to do their shift and it was no set wage. So like, I'm like, I'm working for and like I didn't have much try. It was just not that good. But like, it's a long time to be sitting.
I hear you. Yeah.
Have you done porn, Gia?
I mean, like I would say my content is porn, but I've never done like professional. I've never been like paid from a company to film, but I do
just independent.
Yeah. Like amateur porn. I think I wouldn't like someone to have like the rights to the content. So all the content I do is like. Content share. Like I've worked with a guy, we've had like a videographer filming it and blah blah, but like we've like hired that ourselves, so it's been like no one else has the rights to that
punk.
Content other than
you own the means of production. Good on you.
Yeah.
I
like that.
Yeah.
Are you on like Pornhub and that?
I did make an account on Pornhub, and I was going to put a video on there a while ago. I am going to put a video on there, because the way I see it, like, if I have one shit hot video on Pornhub, like, there's only so many times you can wank to that one video. So
it's the same business model we've got. We give a lot away free.
Yeah,
but if you want to see the real juicy stuff, you got to get on Patreon.
Well, that's, like, shameless plug here. My OnlyFans is completely free to join.
Both there you
my
go. Free page shout out the VIP. Handle.
So it's at Gia X Clark.
There you go.
Find me everywhere on there. But yeah.
We have got loads of dudes watching this who are not unreal. Getting any action and would love to see a fanny.
Well,
so, you know,
you're
gonna...
I reckon we've got a lot of dudes who maybe have broken that hour long record.
Well,
let us know how many you've managed.
So, wait, if your OnlyFans is free, how do you make money?
Pay per views and like premium services. So, like, I offer
that's genius.
Sessions and things. So, but I basically offer everything for free and I go live quite a lot on my page. Right. I used to do quite a lot of like sexting, which is where you send like the guys' videos and stuff. But I think like now, I think guys prefer you to be live. I still do a lot of sexting, but like, say I can go live for like an hour and make what I would have been sat for hours and hours sexting, and I can make that in an hour because you're literally live and you're literally saying like, look, I'm here, send me a tip. So guys will tip. Like,
really?
Yeah, like the lives are really good for that, like getting tips. You kind of have to be really bad. But I have a spinning wheel, so they all say stuff like suck dildo, twerk, and all these little things. So the guys will tip me like $25 to spin my wheel.
See, I'm not really bothered about the porn bit, but the Wheel of Fortune bit.
The gambling.
Well, that's what it is. So that I think a lot of it is because my page, like I had this conversation like a few days ago, like so everyone runs their OnlyFans completely differently. And because my page is free, I have to like be like, right, this is my free page, but it's more like a storefront. So I do a lot of games. Like I'll have like flip the coin, spin the wheel. Like I'm trying to do something with a roulette wheel, just like any games. Cause I know that when guys come onto my page, like it gives them something fun. And they're all ultimately getting the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you win a sex tape on this, sexting on that. But I just kind of like sell it in different ways to make it fun for the guys.
It's
to buy.
Like, you're like Ryanair. Like the flight.
That is so insulting.
No,
but I mean, like the flight.
Thank you.
The flight they don't make money on, but they upsell all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Do you know what I? The best way I thought, right, when I first got Fortnite,
we're cheap
lockdown,
and full of stag do's.
And when she makes, someone come, she goes da 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 da.
Everyone applauds.
No, it's like, do you know the game Fortnite? Right,
obviously
that's a free game, isn't it? And it's same with like
but they sell skins and things.
Yeah,
and, but they got loot boxes. It's the exact same thing you do.
And like
when
I downloaded it, I was like, I'm not spending any real money on that. And I think that's why like guys will join my page and they'll think, oh, she's done a little slag on OnlyFans, not giving her any money. But then I think the longer
they'll come to like
to me,
you as a, you know, and,
I just let the freeloaders freeload and then
that's a
until
much,
they're ready to spend.
That's a much better way of doing it than Ryanair, isn't it? Like, yeah, I'm going to have a wank with me fanny and then I'm going to hand out scratch cards. One of you might win a tenner. Yeah.
Scratch and sniff, scratch that.
Fuck's sake, Tom.
So if you were, if you were sort of like, because, you know, we, you know, if you were a young girl listening to this who wanted to start off an OnlyFans, you know.
How young? do you want to put a marker on that?
Yes, 16 and above.
And you that's not the marker.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, no, it's 18.
Off, you want to start off an OnlyFans, right? What advice could you give to people? This is the best sort of do's and don'ts.
Consistency, definitely. Because you get so many girls that like will come like asking for advice and they'll be like, oh, can you help me? Blah, blah, and I'll help them. And then I'll go back to them in like 2-3 months and they'll be like, oh, it's that. Because what happens is with a lot of OnlyFans accounts, your initial spike, like when you make an account for the first time, people are like, oh my God, like this person's on OnlyFans now. And like it'll do really well. So people feel, oh my God, like this is really easy. And then when that initial like is gone, then that's when it starts to get more difficult. But that's when you kind of really have to be like, right, even though I'm not making as much as I was in the start, like you have to kind of be consistent so that then the guys can kind of give them a reason to stay.
Cause so spikes so and then girls, it's like that and then back up. Yeah.
Because you think as well, how many girls are doing this now?
Yeah.
And it's like, what out of all these millions of girls, why are you so special?
I did read an article
being
about
fit
this.
Is not enough anymore.
It's really not.
Oh, totally.
Like, there's girls that are stunning, right? And they've like messaged me to do like, because obviously like, when on like the OnlyFans girls obviously well network and do like shout outs with each other and like mm-hmm. we'll send each other our stats so that you can see like, because you obviously want to network with people who have similar stats to you.
Yeah, so it's like a fair trade.
But like, so obviously some girls are now thinking, wow, you're absolutely stunning. And then like the percentage, I'll be like, oh wow, like I would have thought because you look like that, that you're making a lot more money. But like I said, it's because porn is so easy accessible. There's beautiful girls that are getting railed for free on Pornhub and stuff. So like, why, unless you're giving a personality and a reason for people to spend money on you. Yeah. So that's the best advice that you have. And definitely like social media and stuff is so important. People think, oh, I can just be faceless and hide. But like, unless you're getting, like Rebecca's been on here. She's like from TikTok and stuff.
We love that.
Shout out Rebecca. She's amazing on like TikTok and stuff. I think a lot of her success is down to that because she's a 100%, big personality
on TikTok. She's
funny and
Yeah,
so like, unless like you're going to bring something like that to the table, it's kind of like you have to think, well, what am I doing that's making me special? Yeah.
You'd probably be best off, wouldn't you? Like picking one fetish.
Yeah, that's
like,
what a lot of girls
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Have you seen the fart in a jar girl?
Oh, my God, no. Get it up right now. Fart in a jar.
She's called Stepanka or Stephanie Manaka. She owns her own OnlyFans website
on a jar.
Fart in a jar.
Why would you fart on a jar? Why would you fart on a jar, you fucking idiot?
Right, so someone
my God.
Told me about what she does is she gets these like rose petals and she farts on the rose petal and puts it in like a bauble and then sells that and she makes like 70k a week fighting.
There we go. Like she's got a YouTube video. I made 100 grand selling my farts in a jar. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
okay.
Now she owns her own website.
Can I see a picture?
Reacting to people smelling my $1,000 fart jars.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, okay. I'd buy a fart in a jar.
Can we watch the reacting to people smelling my $1,000 farts?
Imagine if you could fart.
She got ill, you know, from eating. Do you know, she was eating food to like make her farts stink more, and she got ill.
That's really
dedication
funny.
To
That's
the job.
That's really funny.
You just do it for the love of the game, don't you, Freddie?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. When I eat all that cheese, it's because I want to eat the cheese.
What's tooting, guys?
Okay, what's tooting is very funny. Okay, she is kind of beautiful, isn't she?
She was on, I think she was on some kind of American reality TV program. She was on like Married at First Sight America or something. So she already had like quite a big platform
going
into it.
Married at First Smell.
Literally. I wonder if she came off single or not.
Yeah. Do you know what? Married at First Smell is a fucking thing that I could get on board with.
Yeah.
But it's all the fattest, sweatiest people you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the
show. Found one.
Come on.
Yeah. We're going to need to skip forward for anything.
It's like 20 minutes long.
Jeez.
Just skip. Go forward until you can see in the
skip
preview.
Halfway.
Yeah,
okay,
look, that was a little jar.
No, that was like Asmongold.
YouTube videos unboxing fart jars.
Unboxing farts.
I have people working for me who have been sending my fart jars, my products.
Oh,
out.
I reckon she might be getting
all of the fart jars that I sent out and I sent out.
Yeah, definitely. There's no way to validate that this has come from her ass.
How much?
Maybe she might video it though.
Oh, I love the idea that she's saying it's hers, but really, in the back garden, she's got a factory of like Chinese women just farting.
What is the dog? Like, you know. But it's like.
Just one smelly dog.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I've heard of like people who sell like the knickers online, getting a dog to lick them and then to.
Sell my knickers, but I don't get my dogs to lick them. I just wear them, and it saves me getting them washed. Like there's never any knickers in my laundry.
And also, as well, fresh
that's money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Box fresh underwear is the best underwear as well. Do you know what I mean? Like box fresh.
Yeah, but it's not box fresh after I've been wearing it for 2 days.
No, but you always get to have box fresh stuff because you wear it and then sell
true.
It. And so
that.
You get to wear the.
She's got to wear it till it's rank, though, to really get the money out of it.
I kind of just wear them and then, like, I'll like buy a new knickers and then when it's time for like a new. Knicker shop, I'll just like cascade all them ones and then
just
get rid of them. But I give it, you know,
smush.
I said I play a lot of games, I give them away as prizes. Like, so I'll be like, on my spinning wheel, I'll be like, oh,
you
yeah,
want some
you
knickers?
Won my pants. Literally, but they love it, the guys love it. And I love it, it's better for me.
That's
but
fun.
Do you know what? It's really awkward as well. Going to my post office a couple of times a week and I'm being like, what's in the bag? And I'm like, clothes. I'm like,
are you
is it worth over 50 pounds?
Do you want like a tuna company? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, but good on her. Like, look, if you can make a grand selling a fart in a jar, I cannot knock the fucking hustle. Like, fair fucking play.
If anybody would like to sell to buy my farts, I would be happy to do it.
Yeah.
See, let's start the bidding at £1,000.
We'll start it there and see what happens.
Yeah, your little fart, you open the jar and it goes, gee, Mr. Abba-poo. Should we watch some videos before we fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a couple. So is there anything in particular, Jay, that like you, when you sit, like makes you like cringe or like turns your stomach? Like Freddie's got a weird thing about beans. He like hates baked beans. Like Jamie Hutchinson can't stand the sight of mash. We had Sam Gore who's freaked out by toothpaste. Oh, is there anything like that with you? Yeah. Or any videos in particular that you couldn't?
Ketchup,
like, though. Really?
Yeah.
Ketchup grosses you out?
Yeah, my best friend, she's like, up with cucumbers, and I love them. And my other best friend, she's like,
oh,
up with
God,
bananas.
Awful cucumbers and bananas in OnlyFans. What an affliction.
Well, luckily, those two don't do OnlyFans. Right. But, like, yeah, ketchup is just, I don't know, it takes a little look at it. And dish sponges. I have to get that one on a stick. You know, but obviously I flashed my fanny online, so I've got a dishwasher at this point. But before, back in the day, I have to get one of them things on a stick. I can't stand it. But I don't know if that's just me being a princess.
That's
a mad one. But I don't think we've got any sponge or ketchup videos. I think you're all right.
No, but if you want videos of people chopping their dicks off, we've got loads of those.
I think I'm all right for that.
We've got multiple severed dick videos.
Right, go on,
are these some of the new ones that I sent last week?
I think these are the recent ones.
All right, well,
the ones that aren't named yet.
Right. Okay. So this is actual Batman.
This is actual Batman.
That's Batman, that.
In his room with a lighter. What's in his mouth?
It's another lighter.
Another lighter is in his mouth?
Yeah. Okay. You know like how like cool guys that are like really into lighters and like knives and stuff?
Yeah. He's got a samurai sword on a wall somewhere, hasn't
100%.
He? He's got nunchucks under his bed.
He owns a reptile.
Yeah. Bearded dragon, the fucking weird cunt.
Here we go. He's going to do a cool trick with a lighter.
Show him
one lighter.
Oh! Well, what if that went to plan.
A stupid cut. Look at his lips.
Yeah, it's fucking blown apart.
Jesus Christ, you had to go all the way to Turkey for that, Gia.
Yeah.
Watch it. Can we just see that
again?
He
snaps the lighter. Did you ever, when you were a teenager, do like lighter bombs?
Yeah.
So he's done that in his mouth. If you explode the lighter, it like blows up. So yeah. He's just put it in his mouth.
Look at his lips. Why before. Look at them lips done. There.
Yeah. Fucking goes off in it.
He looks like he's in his mum's room.
Yeah. That's probably his kitchen.
Yeah, I don't think he lives on his own. He still lives with his parents.
Look.
And his glasses got blown off as well.
Oh,
I mean, that's
mate.
The price you pay for stupidity.
He's got a pretty shit...
Silly games get silly prizes.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Exactly.
He's got a pretty shit Batman costume, but he's not... as bad until you realise he's still got his jeans on. That's just a leather jacket.
You can't be doing kung fu in denim.
Batman doesn't wear jeans, does he?
No. He's trying to fight Ra's al Ghul. He's like... This one's really bad and I don't think he's okay.
All right, can we watch it then? Oh, so it's a man walking next to a train track.
It goes real... This one, content warning, you might see something very upsetting.
Do I have to watch it?
You can avert your gaze on this one. It's brutal.
Oh, my gosh, that is brutal.
What did it get his out? Well, why were we walking too near to it in the first
This is
place?
It. It's his own fucking
Was
fault.
That it? It's on.
Yeah.
That is his own
trying,
fault.
He's trying to look cool and get like, you know, be like wandering down by the train. If you want to
All of these videos are weird incel men.
Yeah.
Trying to look cool. That was crunch, wasn't it?
He gets fucked up real bad. So that one was saying...
This is an absolute fucking PSA. Men, stop trying to look cool.
Yeah.
Stop trying to force yourself to look cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just accept your fetish for wanting to be a blueberry or whatever.
Yeah, lean in.
Go on, what's this next one?
Oh, there's someone on fire.
Yep.
It's guy on fire.
Stop dropping.
Why is someone throwing a bike at him?
Like, I got enough problems today. You know, like, bike at him.
He's just wandering around. He's not, like, in any way trying to stop himself being on fire, isn't he?
No.
What level of meth do you have to be at where you just wander around on fire, like, chill with it?
I didn't even notice.
My favourite
The bike
thing
is amazing, isn't it?
Throwing a bike in his face.
Can you say that again?
Like, yes. That's how they teach you to put people out when you're a fireman. He runs to get the bike.
He does. He runs over there, picks up the bike. And just shoots at him. It just bounces off his knee.
And the guy's like, can you not...
Yeah, that's not helpful. I'm already on fire. He's the most relaxed on fire man I've ever seen. Yeah.
The smell of burning tyres. That'd be horrible.
Imagine if that was your bike.
Yeah, you yeah, fucking got it.
Yeah, what? Why did you do that?
I feel it was one of those line bikes. You had to pay the deposit.
Next one. Right, let's see what this one is. That doesn't look...
Oh! This is a guy, right? So what, he's tried to slap a knife on his back doing, like, cool knife tricks, and it goes real
again,
bad.
Men being weird, showy, offy incels. Yeah. Oh, my...
So look, he slaps his back, and he just carves it open instantly. Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
This one... right, we'll make this the last one. This one fucking sketches me out. This is right. Some drunk
pause
people.
Pause it. So what what we've got here is two lifts.
Uh-huh.
And then we have some people getting into the lift on the left-hand side.
And they can only lie.
And then we have what looks like drunk people here, uh-huh, because they're both kind of hugging each
You've
other.
You've correctly assessed that they are drunk.
Okay.
Very drunk.
Are they going to fall down a shaft or something, perhaps?
Let's watch.
Okay.
Oh no!
Fuck. That Bye-bye. Is my worst nightmare. That is terrifying.
Yeah, got out, though.
They got him out. It's all right. They're not dead.
Imagine if that was like mega high, though.
I know. I think it's a couple, like, it's a way they go, but it's fucking horrid, that, isn't it? Going down
the
lift shaft.
Bad at all.
You don't think falling down a lift shaft
is bad?
Why don't
you try it and find a pop back?
I'm sure it is bad, but watching it doesn't freak me, you know?
That they fell through the lift door and then went into the void beyond it. Yeah. That doesn't freak you out
Just
at all.
Watch where you're going.
I mean, yeah, that is good advice for them. They should have done that. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's,
you know.
It's the end of the show.
That's about it.
And what we've learned is watch where you're going.
Yeah, that is always good advice.
That's what we've learned. Yeah. Gia Clark, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, mate. It's been so fun having you.
What can we have you plug OnlyFans again?
Okay, so my OnlyFans is Gia X Clark. If you want to listen to me waffling on, I have a podcast called Stripped Off Pod.
Yes, we'll put a link to that in the description wherever you're watching or listening to this. Check that out. Because, like, that's going to be class.
It's all about, it's basically what we've talked about today, but yeah, more.
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I've got a new podcast.
Oh, no one gives a fuck about that, mate. So that's been the end of the episode. That's the episode over.
Go on, what's your podcast about?
It's about crisps.
Yeah.
With Jamie Hutchinson.
You thought, you know what sounds great on an audio format? Two fat cunts eating crisps.
Yeah. We don't eat many crisps.
It sounds rubbish.
It does sound rubbish, but it's not.
Sounds fucking shit.
Yeah,
so just to clarify, yeah, your options for what to listen to next is our very funny guest, Gia Clark, who has a free OnlyFans and who her and her stripper mates are going to be talking about stripping that is genuinely interesting, or two fat,
then,
smelly incels talking about which crisp they'd like to eat.
Once you've come and eat some, come and listen to us talk about crisp. It's not just about crisp, it's about weird things we're obsessed with. So shit like squad numbers. I'm not making this sound good.
You're really not. No. It's two borderline autistic incels shouting about Pringles.
So
if you like me, or more likely you like Jamie, then come and listen. It is funny.
So finally, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's £3 a month. And for that, you get loads of extra benefits. And also, once we get to 5,000, Tom probably is going to drink
some. He's definitely going to drink some cum. And my stand-up special is coming soon to this channel. So yeah, watch out for that. July 2nd, I think I'm going to do.
It's fucking shit.
You produced it.
Yeah, exactly. That's really good.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Catch you later.
Fuck off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.